The Yellow River tickles across the barren county hills like a tear on an old cheek. Its valley punches through glacial moraines, sprawls across the alder swamps, and meanders through pastures where big-eared cows move like sailing ships. The river is born in the shadows of a marsh edge where the clear, cold water oozes up from the black muck. The stream crawls through the hammocks as timid as a garter snake, and it grows to become a vein and then an artery of the valley. Beneath its banks, bullet-nosed brook trout fan their white-tipped fins against the flow of the water. The river rubs its cold belly over the sand and the black peat of the marshes, and it murmurs its pleasure like an old dog when its ears are scratched. In the spring, great chunks of ice grind and grate in the river, heading south to their destruction. Skunk cabbage shoots a pink spear up through the muck, and lethargic frogs emerge to blink and provide easy dinners for the newly arrived herons. In the summer, nettles and meadow rue grow higher than a man's head beside the river, and the valley throbs with endless life. When the frosts come, brilliant-hued wood ducks search among the soggy leaves for acorns that have fallen into the water. The frosts tease the river with lacy icing along its edges, and then the nights become longer, and the ice grips the river tighter. Finally, winter stops in like the chairman of the board, and the long cold season begins. And it was when the river lay lean and lazy in the lap of winter that we came to its valley for the great fox hunts. The great hunts were planned in the one-room country school where we hunters were torturously learning the multiplication tables, world geography, and poetry that rhymed. Behind the black-jacketed stove where we hung our mittens and socks to dry, and where Walter Hagen once got slapped for snapping Lila Spooner's garter. Here we plotted the hunts in all of the detail permitted by Mrs. Schranz, who had a remarkable tolerance for the business of boys. By the end of the school week, the plans were final and fraught with menace for the local fox families. In the Saturday morning darkness, when we followed the flickering yellow lantern down to the barn for milking and chores, the conditions for the hunt were assessed. If a fresh snow had fallen during the night, it would be much easier for us to keep on the trail of a fox. If the snow crunched beneath our feet, we knew that it was going to be a cold hunt, and we should wear an extra sweater.